In recent days, Israeli forces have prevented dozens of Palestinian families from seeing their loved ones imprisoned in Israeli jails. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Club, on Monday alone, visitation permits of 37 families were cancelled while they were on their way to Nafha and Bir Saba jails. The Prisoners Club revealed that the decision has to do with a rigorous strike at Israeli jails.
Since the day the prisoners ended their last hunger strike, the Israeli Prisons Administration has been punishing them by not letting them to receive family visits under various excuses. It's a double punishment for the prisoners and their families.
In May, over 1,500 Palestinian prisoners agreed to end their 40-day hunger strike after a deal was reached with the Israeli Prison Service. The Israelis agreed to allow prisoners a second family visit per month, end nighttime cell searches, and improve the situation of sick prisoners, children, and female inmates. But Palestinian human rights groups say the demands have not been met.
The Israeli act proves that Tel Aviv does not respect any of the deals when the Palestinians demand to get their rights. Today, the Israeli Prison Service denies the compromise deal. This is why a clear position is required by the International Committee of the Red Cross that described in a statement during the prisoners' protest the banning of family visits as a crime.
Prisoners have also been demanding for longer and more regular family visits, appropriate medical care, ending solitary confinement, and other legal requests.
Denying family visits to Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails was one of the reasons for which scores of inmates staged a hunger strike that ended over a month ago. Today, Israeli prison authorities are not only punishing the prisoners for that hunger strike, but also their families as well. Mona Kandil for Press TV, Occupy Ramallah.